We received an SMS a little bit earlier on this hour saying, "Hello, Africa. Another child has been shot in Ocean View thanks to the gang war." We're joined on the line now by Mishka Davids, who is the aunt to the 10-year-old Akil, who was shot a little bit earlier. Mishka, a very good morning. And I know it's a difficult time for you and your family right now. Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Hello.
What happened, Mishka?
I've been telling the story since it happened, and it's like reliving it all over again. I just explained that we were all gathered last night at my mom's place. Me and my husband normally sleeps over every other weekend, and because she was getting married today, my mom, my brother had his kids over for the weekend as well, and we were all sitting around in the lounge about 20 past 12 this morning, let's say this morning, and there was a little quarrel in the road. There was the neighbors across the road were chilling and drinking and things, but not long, the other guys or people from God knows where accumulated on the corner and started arguing with the people that was in the road or whatever. And my husband and brother and eldest son of my brother went out to go hear or see what was happening. And it was about 10-5 minutes where they just ran in, and not knowing that the person that they were after ran with my husband, brother, and brother's son into the house. My husband locking the door behind him, and my brother locking the back door behind him. The guy that they were after was in the house with us, and everything went so quick. They opened fire through the back door, 7 shots. My brother's middle son was standing in the kitchen, innocently, and the second bullet caught him in his head. The fourth bullet bounced off from the wall and scraped me lightly on my chest. It would have been through into my heart if the wall wasn't protecting me. And with everybody running around, my baby brother, who was also shot in the arm, is being treated now at Victoria Hospital for fractured. His arm is fractured. And we didn't know that the guy that they were after was in the house with us, because we all ran into the back room to go lay down. And there my brother's son comes in and just falls over, reaching out for his father, and we not knowing there's a bullet in his forehead. I tried to pull the guy that they were after out of the house, but he refused, because he was shot also at the time. With the 7 shots through the back door, they got him in his stomach. They ran, literally ran into the house with the house people. You don't do things like that if people are chasing to shoot you. He ran in because he saw a gap or a place to go into, and innocent people were shot. My brother's son is dead. He was brain dead. He arrived brain dead at the hospital on arrival. And 4 hours later, they had to put the machines off because there was nothing they could do for him. Surgeons said that the damage that the bullet did, it damaged his brain so much, there would have never been any recovery. I don't know. We don't even know people. We're not even gang related. We don't even have gangsters in our family. And this was just very random. It could have happened anywhere, yes, but just out of the blue, you run into people's houses and you don't even know who they are. My family is broken because we are not even people that have lots of friends or sit around. We are very for ourselves. And preparing my mother's wedding food and just people running into the house, and it's not... I'm asking God to put lots of contentment in my family's heart because we are broken. He was only 9 years old. Only 9 years old, and was so excited for my mommy's wedding today. And he did a mental plan in his head to wash at 7 o'clock this morning for the wedding. And 7 o'clock this morning, we walked in from the hospital, and he never came with us home. This is not fair. Innocent people are dying at the hands of people that I don't know. I don't know what to even think of them. I really don't know.
I cannot even imagine, Mishka, how you and your family are feeling right now. Thank you for having the courage to come on the radio today and to share with us what happened.
This is not the first time. And you think to yourself when it happens that it's not going to come to your door, but it happened. I mean, it doesn't even feel real. It doesn't feel real. It was not easy for his parents to have the doctors put that machine off. And they just pointed the gun anywhere they could find, and they just shot. They shot right around. They just shot, not knowing, not caring, not giving a bloody damn who is inside the house. They don't even know this house. They don't even know the people in it. Yet they shot because the wrong person ran into the door. This has to stop. It really has to. I mean, many families in Oceanview have lost children, loved ones. Every single day, weekend, it's getting out of hand. Oceanview really needs help.
Certainly does. Mishka, thank you very much for coming on the radio. All strength to you and your family. All of our prayers are going to be with you today
you so
and
much.
For the next coming days. And let us continue, I suppose, dreaming up ideas of how to make sure that we see the back of gangsterism in our communities, because this is all so senseless. It's so
I pray to God for that. I really do, because nothing is going to bring him back. Nothing will ever bring him back. It's not going to work. Even if they get punished, it's not going to bring him back. And that is the point. Why don't they see this? Why don't they see that even if they get punished, it's not going to bring the people we love back that dies innocently at the end? It's not going to bring him back. He was only 9 years old. It was his birthday 2 weeks ago. He just turned 9 years old. He had his whole life in front of him, and they just stole it from him like they could. It's not their work to take lives, not theirs. It's God's work to do that, not man's work to do that. We are angry. We are bitter, and We won't say we want revenge. We are going to leave this in God's hands. But we will pray every day. That's what we will do. To get stronger, we're going to have to pray every single day.
And we will be praying with you, Mishka.
Thank you.
We certainly will be praying with you. Thank you very much. Mishka Davids is the aunt to 9-year-old Akil, who was, along with the family, excited about the preparations for his grandmother's wedding today, as the aunts and father and uncles were preparing the food and the unfortunate incident taking place around about 20 past midnight this morning. That resulted in a bullet being shot at into his forehead, and he was brain dead by the time he arrived in hospital. I'm looking for words to strengthen the family, to strengthen the community of Ocean View. I have none, so I hope you can help. 021-446-0567. The senselessness of it all is just astounding. There is no need for young children to be dead for nothing. I really don't know where the solution to our challenges lie. I really do not know what needs to happen for the curse of gangsterism that really affects all of Cape Town, for that curse to be lifted, for us to be rid of this challenge in our community. How do you turn to the Davids family in Ocean View, a day that was meant to be filled with joy and celebration as they're celebrating the marriage of their mother, a day that was meant to be, they're not having that day anymore. They're having a day full of tears, of wondering, of questioning, what was it all for?